Welcome to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the new world order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show, and we are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We have a terrific show, and I don't mean a good show. I mean, we have one of the best shows I think potentially we have ever done here on The Common Sense Show. We are blessed to have Steve Quayle on, and we're going to be talking about the conference coming up in Branson and topics related to that. And these are areas that we don't often get into in The Common Sense Show, and I'm looking forward to this like a child at Christmas. But before we join Steve, I need to let you know there are a few people that bring the show to you because they are our sponsors. One of them is Bob Griswold, readymaderesources.com. I call him King Prepper. Anything that you want, communications, night vision, whatever listen, this guy is the best. And here's what he does that's better than anybody else. He's the only guy I know of that when you call him, he won't charge you for consultation. He'll assess where you're at, tell you what you need to do next, and it's free. And that doesn't happen out there very often. How do you find Bob? Well, go to readymaderesources.com. Look at what he has there on screen, the numbers on screen. Give him a call. You'll be able to speak to him personally. Also, we're brought to you by the best storable food company in the world. With all that's going on, FEMA has even told you need 6 months. I say you need 2 years. PrepareWithDave.com is the website to go to. 25-year shelf life, restaurant quality, no glyphosates, no GMOs, PrepareWithDave.com. And we're also sponsored by Renaissance Precious Metals and Steve Quayle. And speaking of Steve, before we jump into our topic, which is going to be just dynamite, tell everyone very quickly why we should be getting ourselves into gold and getting out of fiat cash and so forth.
Well, Dave, one of the big disconnects for most Christians and others who simply will not become part of the global banking control system is how are we going to trade and barter where we're going to be locked out of the system? And obviously, gold and silver are created by God, and they're at a record low pricing right now. I'm astonished that they've been able to suppress the price of gold, silver, and platinum and palladium to the point they are. So you can buy, basically, silver at an 8-year low. You can buy gold at a 7-year low, and you can buy platinum that is usually traded 2 times the price of gold, or at least a 50% premium. Now it's $500 an ounce cheaper than gold. So the opportunity to purchase barterable assets and also liquid and fungible assets, in other words, gold, silver, the precious metals in your hand, not on paper, are the only asset that is not someone else's liability. In other words, so many people have put their money, their precious metals, in a third-party depository, i.e. countries have. For instance, Germany, the Bank of England, won't give Germany their gold. We saw, interesting, look at this, Trudeau comes to the Canadian forefront as its premier, whatever he is now, President Trudeau of Canada, and he sells all of Canada's gold. That was the first thing he did, and Canada only has 77 ounces of gold, Dave, and they're one of the largest gold-producing countries in the world. When Gordon Brown came in as the Prime Minister of Great Britain, he sold half of Great Britain's gold at the lowest day in the history of gold, $275 an ounce. And the thing is that what's the tie between Britain and Canada is whoever put those two in office, they got placed in office by agreeing to sell off all of their country's respective gold. So people need to understand this. Probably the best buy I know, and I've been in the metals business 35 years, are junk bags of pre-64 silver U.S. coinage. Dimes, quarters, and halves, 1964 and earlier, are 90% silver, and they're at a record low price. I can give you a good example. When silver was $50 an ounce, a bag that you're going to be paying $13,000 for nowadays, $13,500, those bags were selling for $50,000 or 700 ounces of silver, 715 ounces per bag. But the premium, in other words, because they don't mint pre-64 coins anymore, silver coins, the premium was 50% of the bag price. So, for instance, if you had 715 ounces, we'll just call it times 40 bucks an ounce, that was quick and dirty, 30,000. So the bags had a $15,000 premium. So you had $30,000 worth of silver, and $45,000 was the value. So junk bags are dirt cheap. It's actually one of the best ways to buy silver. And you probably heard people, Dave, during 1980, even into the last run, of people would buy junk bags of silver. You know, they'd spend $10,000, and they'd sell them at $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. Yeah. That's a pretty good return on profit.
Well, it is.
The idea is this. Christians will be locked out of the system, and all their paper will be controlled by the computer, by AI. Look at all the snooping. Look at all the spying. And I believe the time to buy the metals will come to an end where you can do it with any type of basic anonymity, because everything is tracked, stacked, whacked, and is going to be hijacked at the correct time. What I mean by that is you will not be able to get it anywhere, so people should call us at 406-586-4840 or send me an email, Steve. What is my email? Oh, steve777 at stevequayle.com. I have too many emails. steve777 at stevequayle.com. And, Dave, you cannot, it is the foundational basis after food and water, and only after food and water and your basic premise. I tell people, by the way, too, I want to be really upfront with them. If you have less than $1,000 to your name, do not buy silver or gold. Use it. You need a cash cushion, and you also need to be buying all the storage food or food that requires no refrigeration. You need to get as much as you can, because we're seeing an engineered, if you will, food apocalypse in the making with all of the cataclysmic geoengineering that's going on, all the food recalls, late spring, and we're watching, Dave, some of the most productive parts of the country, i.e. the Central Valley in California, where your vegetables and nuts come from. And, oh, by the way, Sonoma's underwater, the wine country.
Yeah.
So the point is that little by little, the staff of life is being broken. So I would encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, to absolutely prioritize, and I tell people, only gold and silver after, but leaving it in the bank, now with confiscatory policies, now with World War III on the horizon, and I don't know when World War III will be, Dave, but I'm telling you what, President Putin withdrew from the INF, and ask yourself this, most people forget this, President Putin made the statement that had Hillary Clinton won the presidency, he would have hit us with a first strike, a nuclear strike. His exact words are, if history has taught me anything, they who strike first win. And I, you know, it's funny, isn't it? Everybody's busting Donald Trump for whatever reasons over the Russia collusion gate, and the fact that he won kept, you know, us from sustaining a first strike. Now, look, we're going to talk about stuff tonight that's advanced technology. We have had a Star Wars space-based weapons program, in orbit and on some of the different moons of different planets, and most people can't even believe that. They see the, if you will, they see the Saturn rocket program, the Apollo, Gemini, Mercury space programs, all those, not in that order, just I'm throwing it out there, but they don't understand the ancient technology, the 5,000, 6,000, 7,000-year-old Vimana flying machines, the Nazi reverse-engineered 1947, the Hanubau craft, all of the different reverse-engineered alien-slash-interdimensional entity ships. All of that stuff is real. The secret space program is real. And so if I might just interject kind of an interesting story. Ladies and gentlemen, in the last 72 hours, I was contacted by a former special operations commander from another country. He's a Christian, has become a Christian. I won't even name the country. But his information was so astonishing. I'll read a little bit. And then I'm going to give you just some of the interesting things. This is really important. This is from one of the most famous particle physicists at CERN. I do not know his name. I can track it down. He sent me a package, French, you know, I think it was like 15 euros, so it's pretty heavy package. But let me make a, and by the way, the man is a dedicated believer in Jesus. But here's what he said. Long story short, directly or indirectly, through secret societies, demons have always been stirring human affairs to reach a climax when they can eventually come back as our saviors, space brothers, engineering creators, and make us worship the Antichrist that will come instead and against Jesus Christ. Keep in mind, and this is what he's saying now, he considers all extraterrestrials or alien beings to be fallen angels. So at times, he said, I will, underline my writings versus those I quote. And he's talking in this thing, and by the way, it's 40 pages, and a lot of this will be made real at Branson because it's not that we don't have enough time, Dave, to even scratch the surface on this, though we'll try tonight. He said, in this that I'm presenting to you, it's directed to me. He said, it deals with the secret military research at CERN, antimatter and plasma weapons, hyperspatial travel, UFOs in relation with a new cosmological model for a multi-cosmos made of a potentially infinite number of twin mirror universes, alien technology. Now, here's something I don't think you or I have heard in this term before. The military-industrial extraterrestrial complex, secret no. space colonization, human cloning, and soul transference to reach immortality. The doctrines of demons, the blueprint for the New World Order, the nature of time before the Big Bang, the nature of realities, and the possibility of parallel universes in correlation with the laws of nature derived from information beyond our universe, and the most important role played by prime numbers. I'll sum all that stuff. All the secret stuff is being orchestrated, and it's being directed by fallen angels. And, you know, Mike Adams came out with a really powerful statement. I think, I don't know if I was the first guy to call the Democrats the demon rats, but he basically came out and said they are demons. They are possessed by demons. And I got to share this with you. The hatred they have towards God, you know, their official policy is they won't even allow, so help me God, to be sworn in any oaths. It has to stand out to everybody, whether you're pro-Trump, anti-Trump, whether you think you're still an American citizen, that why do the demon rats hate the living God so much that they even define that that the name of God would not be on their program? The contempt that fallen angels and demons have for human beings is based on this point. It is a fact that God created initially man and woman, Adam and Eve, in his image and likeness. The devil immediately began to interfere with the daughters of Eve by sending fallen angels to procreate with them and to produce genetic mutants, which became known as the Rephaim, or the giants. So the point is, Dave, is that all of the advanced space travel, all the weaponry, all the ancient stuff that is now coming to the forefront, unimaginable numerical sightings of strange craft, whether they're the triangular shaped TR-3, 4Bs, whatever, 3Bs, 4Bs, and all the way up to, I think, 7Bs. And, the point is that the orbs, the spheres, stuff that's able to jump space, hyperspace, interdimensional travel. Most people would think, oh, well, that's just, science fiction. That just dismiss it. But as you and I have spoken on your show before, it's science fiction that has been basically scripted by the intelligence agencies to set us up for the Pope's newest proclamation that we're going to have a one-world government and a one-world religion, And he is, in my opinion, the false prophet. But interestingly enough, Tom Horn and Chris Putnam, God bless him when he was alive, went to Mount Graham, one of the most sacred Native American sites, a known portal stargate through the history, through thousands of years, when the Catholic Church has their telescope, their infrared binocular telescope, which they refer to as Lucifer. And the whole paradigm that Tom has been warning his listeners, his readers, and multiple radio shows a lot with me, is that the Catholic Church is going to embrace the Space Brothers. And right now the talk is, can they be saved? Well, God created them, so Jesus died for all people at all time. But Jesus didn't die for demons. Jesus didn't die for fallen angels. Because the Bible says God spared not the angels that sinned. So there's something incredibly ramped up, amped up, and tuned up on this whole alien disclosure. And let me say this. This year's Branson Conference, it is critical that people attend. We're half sold out, I believe, right now. We've got room for 3,000. We opened the registration up early so we could allow people to get the maximum discount on their rooms and air travel. This year we have some very unusual speakers. For instance, we've got Chase Kletsky, who's MUFON, Deputy Director of Investigations and Special Assignment Team for the Mutual UFO Network. We've got Michael Schrath, who's an aerospace historian that can define all of the advanced craft. We've got Richard Dolan. I watched him on Ancient Aliens. We've got Hugo de Garis returning again, and Hugo is going to talk about parallel universes, and he's going to talk about the search for infraparticulate intelligence, SIPI and SETI. In essence, imagine a world so vast that as far as our advanced telescopes can see to the outer reaches of the heavens, that type of world exists in a subatomic, if you will, parallel orbital realm. And that's the only way I can say it. We're also going to have George Knapp is going to be there. George is, you know, if you've heard him speak, one of the best speakers in the country, especially on skinwalkers, the Skinwalker Ranch in Utah. He's obviously the guest host on Coast to Coast. We're going to also have, for the first time, Gary Stearman. And Gary Stearman obviously bears the name of the Stearman Aircraft Company. And Gary is going to share about his firsthand experience in watching and being made aware as a young man of alien reverse technology. And everybody talks about Roswell, but very few people talk about the other things. Gary will be sharing his own hour-long encounter with UFO, and it's a blessing we get to have him. So we've got a pretty marvelous group of speakers. I'll be speaking. I'm going to be speaking on the difference between Magic and Majestic 12. Tim Alberino is going to be speaking on alien, the false alien redemption versus God's redemption. I think he'll have his book out. He changed the name of it. And then L.A. Marzulli will be there. What a lot of people don't know is L.A. really, really has done an immense amount of research into implants. And ladies and gentlemen, you may find this interesting. Steven Spielberg has the largest collection of alien artifacts, including implants and other items, of anybody in the world outside of the government. So when you see Spielberg, E.T., and all the different alien-themed movies that he's produced, including, Men in Black, and all of those things you see in Men in Black, all of that was given to him from somebody. Now, they'll say, well, it was just the scriptwriter's imagination. Ah, but what you can put into a man's imagination is what counts, and what normal people experience is really, sheltered from the world of black physics, ultra-hidden space programs, ultra-hidden dimensions. And, you know, the Bible tells us, and I'd say this, Dave, 99% of Christians don't believe this statement, that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalized powers, spiritual wickedness, and heavenly places. You're talking about things that you can't place a telescope on, but all that stuff's about ready to make itself known on Earth. So this is going to be a critical. You can go on Gen 6, WENSIX.com. We've got some specials going. And by the way, if you want to pre-order the DVDs, and you know this, Dave, you were there in Branson last year. This year's Branson DVD production, meaning 2018, it'll be the same 2019, is going to be so phenomenal because there has never been an assortment of speakers like this with such professionalism. Some people, you know, criticize me because I hire these really good filmmakers to do this because I believe that these DVDs, and I can tell you this, they've already been sold to 86 countries. So if people want to pre-order the 2019 DVD set, they get my book, Aliens and Fallen Angels, The Sexual Corruption of the Human Race, and they get a discount for early ordering of the 2019 DVDs. So, you know, you're going to be there, and I'm glad you're going to be there because when you and I get together, like tonight, we talk about this stuff. This is some of our favorite stuff.
Yeah, I'm definitely being there. My wife is coming. Might even drag and tow another family member. I mean, like you said, Steve, time is short. And we have a limited amount of time to wake people up to what's going on. And we're, in my book, we're talking about soul salvation now. I don't think we can turn back what's coming, but I do think we can save people's souls.
Well, that's exactly it. And, you know, the Bible says, he who winneth souls is wise. If people understood, even if they feel like they're worthless, outcast, no reason to live, if you understood the value that God places on each and every individual, this is what's amazing to me, that God is so infinitely undefinable, yet so personally involvable in our lives as love. It says all heaven, I don't know how many people are in heaven, but it says all heaven rejoices when one person comes to Jesus. That's how great God's love for humanity is. But the devil, the reason he tears up humanity, Dave, it's like a woman who gets jilted by her boyfriend, finds out he's cheating, he tears up his picture, vice versa. So every human being that's alive on the planet is infuriating to Satan, and even those who serve him, and those of you who are listening tonight that are serving him, that are taking active involvement in child sacrifice, in cannibalism, in all the horrific perversions that your world demands of you, ask yourself this: is your hatred for Jesus, is it based on the fact that there's something even you, those who participate, do not understand or see? Are you deceived? The love of God is greater than the most vile sinner. But Dave, you know, we're running out of time. And just to put this into perspective, you and I have talked a lot about the secret space program, what your father was involved in, what, you know, people that we've both known is. I want to just give people a little treat, okay? This is from a former operator, very high-ranking non-U.S. military guy, who was talking about when his country flew into the opening in the rocks on the North Pole through a giant, almost like a stargate. And here's what he wrote to me, and this is personal to me. This came in within, you know, a day or two, and I don't remember, but I mean literally within days of this other thing that came into me. I think God's trying to get my attention and get people to share. And I'm even taking pictures of the documents in the envelope, the one that was sent, so people can understand this really is how it works. He said this, there were military guys at the North Pole, then flew inside the opening of the rocks through a blue thing. Then we were in another world. Inside were the blonde hybrids. They looked very human-like, very much more skinny and taller, and had very light blonde hair and very big eyes for their faces, and a hypnotic-sounding voice. They were kind to me. I was with this woman who taught me stuff. They had beds made of plants and these skyscrapers made of glass. It looked like, and there was a lot of organic-looking technology and remote control stuff, and there was greenery there. The beings wore plastic-looking uniforms, and I remember they had different color lights there. It was beautiful to be there. Their world was very beautiful. Now, that's in that area of the North Pole. You know, it's funny that all of this stuff, the Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And I don't think that people understand that God is going to open up literally the floodgates of revelation. He's going to expose the hidden works of darkness. He's going to bring about the ability to see. That doesn't mean people will turn from wickedness, but they'll have no excuse on Judgment Day. He goes into great detail. This is like a 10-page deal that was sent to me. And here's what he said. He said, also, all the hybrids I remember had a musky type of smell. He's talking about being under the earth. Very much like sulfuric acid. A smell like rotten eggs combined with a burning type smell. It's not pleasant. I was also told this by an officer. And he said, while doing training at this underground, under the earth base, I trained with Mona. Mona, ladies and gentlemen, is a 12-foot giantess, according to this guy. He said this. He said, there were Nazi flags there, and it was vertically. And he said, the banner, and it was flying with this, and he said, there were lightning symbols, SS, Dave. And what's interesting to me, he said, the general took him, a 3-star general, not U.S., another nation, took him to a base and gave him a tour and on board a huge flying saucer. He said the craft was circular. It was 2 stories. Inside there were these tubes, very different from anything I knew. It was powered by a reactor of some kind, I was told, and could go inside the ether, E-T-H-E-R, when traveling. I was taken on it, flowing. It makes no sound when flying, and it feels like the one is, and like you're staying still. And he said, but one is surrounded by this white light that illuminates everything outside the aircraft, and inside the craft is bright. The craft was enveloped by this white light while traveling. I was taken in several times. It was a big honor to fly in this. And he was told that the Americans have these things too. And obviously, we're talking about some of the most powerful countries, and in the documents that it was sent, believe it or not, Dave, every nation of the world that has any standing has access to this hidden world. And when everybody went to the Antarctica, it's not just, quote, let's say, level one down. The levels that go down into Antarctica go down hundreds of miles into the earth. So this is what I'm going to be talking about at Brand. And this is what, you know, you and I are talking about tonight on Common Sense. And why is this important? You made a statement. I am on record, and to my knowledge, you and I are the only two guys that have said this. Correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't listen to talk radio, but, you know, nobody's ever mentioned it. You cannot turn this thing around politically any longer. It's too far gone. The mystery of iniquity that is spoken about in the New Testament is lawlessness. Definition of lawlessness is where there is no law, where each man does that which is right in his own sight. You know, how do you, everybody wants to drain the swamp. You can't drain the swamp when the swamp's boundaries, barriers, and everything are owned by the evil one. The only way that this thing could be even halted for a little longer, in my opinion, is through repentance. And this brings me to tonight, where we're talking about, no, we're going to be through the show in no time. But you remember, Dave, I said almost five, I think it was, I can't remember if it was 5 or 7 years ago, but I made the statement, before God allows the Russians and Chinese to destroy the United States, he's going to reveal the sins of the leaders to the people, and the people's sins before a holy God.
Yeah, you said that the last time you were on the show.
Yep. And so now what do we see? We see Vladimir Putin withdrawing from the intermediate nuclear forces treaty, arms treaty, the INF, the same thing that Trump pulled out of, 3 weeks ago. We're hearing about all of Russia's state-of-the-art weaponry, hypersonic missiles. We've already seen all of the demonstration of weather wars, and now we're in what I call the reverberation phase on the planet. Imagine that everybody is bouncing and using directed energy weapons against everyone, and they have beam intersects, they have, if you will, like a reverb changer, chamber, these different forms of scalar weapons, etc., and different high-frequency radio weapons. All of these things are bouncing off and bouncing around, and we're literally, if you will, we're like in a symbol in a cartoon, a Tom and Jerry cartoon, where the symbols are, you know, smashed up against Sylvester the cat, and all these things are resonating at us. So when I made the statement, and you were there, you heard me, that after Branson, I think I got up and I really felt the Lord said this, the word normal will never be used again. You heard me say that, didn't you?
That's true, and we have left normality behind. Steve, I want to go back to one thing you said that was really caught my attention about where the one person was taken underground and they saw Nazi symbols. It's interesting to note, I asked my father, when he was disclosing this to me in his final days, I said, where did they get this technology, meaning the Nazi scientists? How'd they get so far ahead? And he said, well, they told me they got it from ETs, aliens. And I said, what do you think? And he said, I'm not sure, because I asked him if they had ever seen aliens. And he said, no, but their commanders had. And he said, so that's the conundrum I'm in. And it's very possible that when we see these Nazi symbols that you're talking about, they might have been telling the truth, and the information was compartmentalized, and the people my dad worked with did not see them, but that didn't mean it wasn't happening.
Right, and everything is, you know, they have even, different intelligence ratings for people. They have special, compartmentalized intelligence, SCI. They have different access. And, I get a kick, Dave, out of people say, well, I had top secret clearance, and I never heard this stuff. There's 28 levels and specific clearance that doesn't even show up in most people, even in the military, unless they're in special ops or, are brought into the what I would call hyper-dimensional black physics world that has nothing to do with the color of skin. It means a hidden world where $21 trillion disappears. They wouldn't even know what we're talking about for having majestic clearance, MJ-12, magic clearance, MJIC, cosmic. So we're talking about a, and this is the word I want to key in with you on, military-industrial extraterrestrial complex. That's the stuff like Area 51. That's the stuff like that's going on in Utah. And, oh, by the way, the Area of Four Corners, Moab, they had a very shallow, 5.3 earthquake. The Four Corners region right now in the desert southwest is probably one of the most hyper-dimensional physical active areas in the world. That means portals. That means underground alien bases. Obviously, Dulce, New Mexico is a hop, skip, and a throw from that area. That's where the famous alien wars go on. So here's people say, well, what does this have to do with Christianity? Jesus said the days are going to be so evil that even the elect would be deceived if it wasn't for God's love in shortening the days. And yet for the elect's sake, the days are going to be shortened. They're already, you can read the Drudge Report daily, and they're already talking about the day when there are no more human beings, when men become basically nothing more than, data receptacles for what was human souls and human consciousness. And for the record, everyone, and my critics take note of this, no one was talking about the soul catcher chip that British Telecom and others were, inventing almost 20 years ago before I went on talk radio. So my calling, hate it, love it, acknowledge it, ever, is to warn the people of God. So Branson, ladies and gentlemen, go to gen6.com, get your ticket, there's a discount on it, and get your video, your 2019 video, because we send the book out immediately so that people can read it, because aliens and fallen angels, the sexual corruption of the human race. Dave, I have spent 45 years of my life as a researcher, and you've got to come to this interesting conclusion. How is it that advanced aliens still have to come, and if there are creators, they have to come and they have to take sperm from the male, ovum from the female, and they still have to genetically play around, manipulate, and let's just say this, telepathically, biologically, probingly rape human beings? What is it they were after? What about all the animals that have been found with excised sex organs? All the stories, all the X-File-like episodes. Well, here it is in a nutshell. They will do anything, they being the fallen angels, to destroy Adam and Eve's descendants. And the only way to get right back with God is through Jesus Christ. No man comes unto the Father except through the Son. God sets the rules. It's really simple. People make it hard. And isn't it fascinating that as the occult explodes, and now we've got Christian witches claiming you can be in that the Bible is a book of spells. They claim to be Christians, which is the most heretical nonsense. Obviously, the Bible says, I suffer not of which to live, God in the Old Testament. And yet, in the book of Revelation, it says, neither repented they of their witchcraft when God destroys Mystery Babylon. I'm on record. I know there's a historic Babylon. I know there's an economic Babylon. And I know that there is, if you will, the spiritual Babylon. And I believe the United States is Mystery Babylon. And in 1 hour, it's going to burn. Because look at us. Now what are we? We will become known as the drug nation capital of the world. And as a, you know, everything will be legal pretty soon. And as you see now, we have become the scourge of the world. And I said 4 years ago that I said Jeremiah's words, the prophets, would come to pass when America would become the hissing, a hissing sound in the nations around us. In other words, they will move to destroy us before what we export destroys them.
How do you think that destruction will manifest?
I believe it will be biological, I believe it will be climatological, I believe it will be geophysical, and I believe it will absolutely be nuclear. Henry Gruber, Dimitri Dudeman, A.A. Allen, A.C. Valdez, these are all names you can look up on the internet. The central theme is that God uses the enemies of Christianity to destroy, if you will, the Aaron ones. Now, God will always have he'll always have a ram in a bush. That means he will have a remnant. The word remnant means that which remains. Dave, again, here's a disconnect. You write articles on how advanced the technology is, that we're in the surveillance society. Nothing is our own anymore, including our thoughts, including our words. Everything's spied on. So tell me how Christians think they're going to be able to somehow exist in that world when everybody's got an algorithm, a mathematical, if you will, persona, a mathematical identity, an AI. In my, you know, I've taken Antichrist intelligence, but I have another word, you know, basically annihilation index, because they're going to kill those who do not conform. In essence, that's why Islam appeals so much to globalists, because, you know, it's submission. And now we will either be submitted or we will submit ourselves to, let's just call it, the global mindset.
Steve, are you with us?
Children destroyed. And this is the heartbreak. And I literally burst out in tears, Dave, when I think about this. This country has fallen so far that killing live birth children doesn't mean any difference. That the information of using fetal tissue and selling babies and their brains, their parts, and putting them into food additives and stuff. And we are a cannibal nation, because that which you eat, you become. And it's no longer Soylent Green. It's Soylent Blood. It's Soylent Red. And we are a blood-drenched nation. I remember God gave a word almost 15 years ago on talk radio through a guy named Mike McQuitty, who both he and his wife were killed in a car wreck, that God said, if you do not accept my offer of mercy through my son Jesus and repent, then I will require an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. So I'm just doing the math. 70 million people are going to die. So I don't know if it's the earthquakes first. I don't know which comes first. But I'm telling you this, I believe it will not only not be sequential, it'll be all at once. You know, it'll be, you'll turn to the left, they'll come after you from the left. You'll turn to the right, it's there. Look forward, it's coming at you. Look behind, it's coming from behind you. Look up, it's coming down on you. Look down, it's coming up on you. It's going to be like absolute mayhem. And that's why the only way to have peace in it is through Jesus and know him as your personal Lord and Savior. You know, you get a lot of flack when you talk about Jesus. I get a lot of flack. But I'll tell you what, I challenge anybody. One of the highest ranking, I won't even give his rank, Special Operations General says, Steve, I have some of the toughest men in the world under my command. And the things we have to deal with, he said, I've literally seen the hardiest, the bravest, turn gray instantly. He said, I've also had men that nothing could stop them, literally die of a heart attack. So we are not psychologically fit, and God has been merciful, but there comes a time that mercy gets translated into revelation. And if this stuff scares anybody listening, I want you to know, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to the Lord, say, Jesus, this stuff scares me, but I thank you that you said your love, perfect love, casts out all fear. and that you have given me victory over. Jesus made this statement, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Paul, in the last closing verses of Romans 8, talks about nothing, things present, things to come, things coming up from the earth, down from the earth, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. So that's why Christians, Dave, need to be prepared for this stuff, and all we're doing is we're trying to be as effective as we can, as long as we can, because the time comes when no man can work. And that's what I said at the beginning when we started announcing Branson, answering the alien question, September 13th through 15th, 2019, I said, I do not see beyond 2020. That doesn't mean it's the end of the age or that it's all over by 2020. I'm just saying I don't have any current vision to carry me beyond that.
I don't know what to say to that. I really don't. I do feel we're coming to a climax. The Democrats, who don't really represent Democrats, but you know who they represent, they're forcing a conclusion here. They're forcing a conflict. I mean, the party is expressing its true nature through Ocasio-Cortez and Elizabeth Warren, but now they're talking about bringing Hillary Clinton back to save them from the abyss of communism just to get elected, and then they'll go back on their mission. And I do think that period after 2020 is a real dangerous period. And I will say this, and people are going to get really upset. I don't see Donald Trump being a part of it.
No, and I don't either. Here's the deal. I have people that want the day of the Lord. They say, I can't wait for it all to be over. I can't wait. Let's get this thing on, you know, bravado. I tell you what, most of those people better go out and get adult-shaped, I don't know what the brand is for humans, because we're talking about stuff that's not been seen on Earth for literally thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of years, that Jesus says men's hearts are going to fail them for fear, for looking after those things coming up, up on the earth. So, Dave, again, the thing is that all we can do is warn. We can actually, pray for people. And this is why it's so critical that people attend Branson. And if they can't, then order your DVDs, because we try and get those things out in record time. As a matter of fact, and you were there at Branson, when the film crew is done, man, they're downloading all their cameras and all their cards, and they're editing in real time. So what that means, ladies and gentlemen, we're trying to get the information, and then once you get the DVDs, you can send them all over the world. And if you want to pre-order them, then you get my book, Aliens and Fallen Angels, The Sexual Corruption of the Human Race, which, by the way, is one of the very first things I ever wrote, and it's been used by God in a mighty way. So if you got people that don't understand it all, how does A fit with B? What's this whole thing of aliens? Why aren't you talking about Jesus? I am talking about Jesus. Dave, I've been on talk radio. I'm one of the guys, I guess, the longest on talk radio now, 25 plus years as a host slash guest, and before that I guested, or I guess that would you call it, but the point being is that I've been warning people, because it's my admonition from the Lord to do this, and he said if I would be faithful to warn his people, he would bring the people that know to tell me. I don't have any ability. I'm a guy in Montana. I've got, family. I don't travel, much anymore, but God brings the people. What's the chance of that showing up in my mailbox and in my email and in my personal visit in the last 72 hours, all talking about the very stuff that we're going to be presenting at Branson and that people need to know?
Well, I think the chances are slim and none, but then you can't really account for divine intervention. And this is where I think God has his hand on what you're doing, because God doesn't want to enter this age, have his people enter this age in ignorance. He wants us to know what's coming. And this is why any time that you want to come on here and give voice to the upcoming conference and to expand on our conversation from tonight, you have an open invitation to do so.
Well, thank you, Dave. And you were there last year. What a powerful, powerful time. You know, we get to rub shoulders, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody does. These are not the, you know, this is like, what do you call it in football? This is your A team. I mean, and I'm not putting myself in there. I'm the guy that gets to, you know, bring all these people together. But I'm excited to be able to say to people, come to Branson. And if you can't, get your DVD set because you can share it. You can show it. And by the way, it's funny. I get emails, Dave, from people in the outback of Australia, from Siberia, China, places I'm just amazed at. And they've got the Branson Conference from, you know, and obviously it's a stuff goes fast around the world now, but telling me, you know, I have no fellowship, yet I felt like I was right in the middle of your auditorium. And you know this, the Branson Mansion is a gorgeous, gorgeous setting. It's wonderful, ladies and gentlemen. It's the perfect venue, great lighting and everything. But more importantly, this is what's called equipping the saints. Can God use experts in the field of ufology that don't know Jesus? Absolutely. And that's what I want people to understand. I believe that truth is truth. It doesn't matter if someone's telling the truth and they are not a Christian. I accept the truth. I'm believing they will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. But if we as Christians hadn't been such sniveling cowards and had taught the story behind David and Goliath, I can guarantee you this, you wouldn't have lost the generation that we've lost now to video games and, you know, college educations, etc., that don't provide them with anything. So again, you know, Dave, God bless you. Thank you for letting me come on tonight. And people, the time to buy precious metals is at this level of lowness. We're at 7-year lows in some of this stuff. And I got to tell you, Dave, it's American nature to wait until it goes much higher. Again, call us at 406-586-4842, and we'll set you up. If you've got just tons of money in the bank, remember this, it's nothing more than computer entry. And if you see what Chase is doing and other credit card companies are doing to quote conservatives, imagine what Twitter and Facebook and all these other social media platforms and even social commerce platforms are doing to conservatives. Just change conservatives to Christians. And I don't think people understand this. I'll make a powerful statement. We don't have time to defend it, or I could go into it. But the plan, ladies and gentlemen, they know how much wealth is in the Christian hands in this world. They, the devils, the globalists, the powers that be want it. And those of you who say, well, they'll throw their gold and silver in the street, that's in the day of the Lord. That's at the end of the tribulation when God does in one day. All, I mean, he just puts an end to it one day because of Daniel. The book of Daniel says the Antichrist under his rule and reign will seek to acquire all the gold and silver and the precious things. So, Dave, it's false faith to say, oh, they'll throw their gold and silver in the street. That's, by the way, taken out of context because God doesn't say the gold of Ophir is good, and he doesn't make the temple out of gold and say, yeah, it's just trash, throw it in the street. What it is, it's laziness. People would rather trust somebody else with their funds than they would God to direct them and to protect them.
Well, they definitely would. Hey, Steve, we got a few minutes left, and before we go, I wanted to talk to you about the nature of disclosure. We've got to keep it brief because we really only have about 2 minutes. But
okay.
I'm expecting disclosure to come out about Mars because I'm starting to see all kinds of images released, water on the moon. How close are we, and how much are they going to tell us?
Well, they're going to tell us initially they'll start out with biological life has been found both in Mars and in Antarctica. By the way, that's what I said when I was on your show 2 years ago talking about Empire Beneath the Ice. But Dave, the head of NASA, just made the statement. They are going to find aliens on Mars. He didn't say alien life forms. He said aliens on Mars this year, 2019. He said that. How many did you see that, ladies and gentlemen, in the paper? Obviously, you saw it on my website, if those of you who go to my website. But remember when Mars had no water, now it's got water? The life on Mars is not biological, you know, building blocks. It's the great civilization that was there. And for the record, Cairo, Egypt. Cairo means encampment of Mars or the Martian camp. And I am on record. I do not believe that the Great Pyramid of the Great Pyramid of Giza, you know, of Cheops, Khufu and Menkaure were built by Hebrew slaves. Don't at all.
No, they weren't.
Because they weren't. And so the thing is, isn't it interesting, Dave, that the Sphinx on Mars and the pyramids on Mars are in the exact area of the same thing on the equivalent of Earth. And I did a whole thing on Mars, and we'll talk about Mars, but here's the deal. In the last 10 days, the most important revelation on disclosure, can it get any plainer than that? The head of NASA making the statement, we are going to find aliens on Mars this year? Hello, they just told you what they're going to do.
It's amazing. You know, the interesting thing about those pyramids, too, and the ones that correspond on the Cydonia region, they are equidistant from each other on both planets, and they're at the same exact location. That is not a coincidence.
No, it isn't. And by the way, Mars used to have an elliptical orbit that came closer to Earth, that even in 400 BC, the Greeks said they could see Olympus Mons, the largest volcano in our solar system, going off, erupting. So the point is that if the Greeks could see it 400 BC, that gives you a time frame. And I'll tell you this, you know, Yellowstone, everybody who's an exobiologist, an astrobiologist, from the world over comes to Yellowstone because we have bacteria called thermophile bacteria in all the gorgeous geyser pools that are unique to Yellowstone that basically can exist at the temperatures that are just not supportive of human life form, and yet people, you know, are all worried that Yellowstone's going to blow. One bacteria from Yellowstone changed the history of genetic engineering forever, CRISPR technology, that made it possible to splice animal and human DNA together. And I tell people, yeah, Yellowstone went off. You just would have needed a microscope. And by the way, Carrie Mullis shared the Nobel Prize in chemistry for that. And the point being is a little microscopic thermophile bacteria, meaning a specific heat-loving bacteria, changed the history for the world. And most people just don't have a clue. So, you know, they need to know that. So disclosure is underway. Disclosure has already been made, in my opinion. And here's the bottom line. At Branson, I will be presenting. It's not that they're coming. It's not that they're going to basically say they're on their way, we're going to intercept them, blah, blah, blah. It's they've always been here. They're the ones controlling the world. They're the ones controlling the darkness. They're the ones controlling the secret societies. They're the ones controlling all of the horrific assaults on humanity for their hatred and contempt. So,
and Steve,
they're
but
here.
They don't control the clock we're up against. And
okay. We
are there. Our guest has been Steve Quayle in this segment. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more. Another guest after the messages. And Steve, thanks so much for such an enlightening hour. Remember, we have that open invitation. Thank you.